People are noticing the way God blesses you. They see the success in your steps and compare their lives to the blessings you receive. You are thriving. Every project you take on succeeds, and your words have the power to change lives. People are really listening and connecting with what you do. It's clear that you've moved beyond where you were before, and this draws both admiration and envy from onlookers. Some wonder why you were chosen for this divine task, puzzled by your selection. They don't see the tough times you faced to reach this point. Stepping into your role as chosen ones was never mandatory, but many of you found yourselves with no other choice due to the challenges you faced. When every door seemed closed and no one else offered help, you turned to God and committed to your path. Observers only see the good unfolding in your life, unaware of the battles you fought and won. You had a choice between two roads, one where you could give into darkness and hurt others as you were hurt, or another where you stayed true to your light, taking time to heal and grow. You chose healing, facing down your personal demons and difficult times. This path wasn't the easy option. It demanded strength and perseverance, but it was the right one. People hurt others because they themselves have been hurt, right? You used to think you would never open your heart again and would just go around causing pain. Some of you thought about living recklessly without caring, but many of you chose a different path. It wasn't easy at the start. Many folks who saw you step back might have thought they'd beaten you. You disappeared from view to heal, and they assumed you were down and out. But the truth is, the moment you chose to heal, you were already winning, according to God. I always knew many of you would choose this path of healing, even though we all have the freedom to choose otherwise. Choosing to heal was a big decision. People don't see the struggles you faced before the blessings began to flow. They sit back and judge, not knowing the battles you've overcome. That's why they wonder why they weren't chosen for such blessings. It's not that God doesn't love everyone, he does. But he picks certain people for specific tasks. Your mission was to demonstrate the good that happens when you live justly, when you follow God's teachings and embody light. The same things people criticized or ostracized you for are now your strengths. Maybe they judged you for not joining in on reckless behaviors or because of your past mistakes, dealing, being involved in the streets. But that was the old you, not who you are today. People used to laugh and point fingers, often hiding their own secrets while using you as a scapegoat to feel better about themselves. They thought, "I'm not so bad since others are worse." But God's plan was always about transforming those very experiences into lessons. Even when you were out there, everything unfolded as it needed to, teaching you essential life lessons. If your friends turned against you, stopped supporting you, and even bullied you, it was all part of the plan. Such challenges were meant to push you toward a deeper spiritual growth and bring you closer to God. It's through these hard knocks that you found your spiritual path, not easy, but essential. People might judge you without knowing the full story, but remember, this is all part of your transformation. You might feel judged or doubt yourself, but take a moment to reflect on your talents and abilities. Think about those nights filled with business ideas and dreams. Where do you think those come from? Consider your morals and how you handle things differently. Unlike others, you don't waste time talking badly about people or trying to outdo or betray others. When you're with family, do you join in when they talk about others? Probably not, because that's not who we are. We focus on big ideas, not gossip. I'm confident that you don't engage in such negativity because we aim higher. Reflecting on all this, remember your unique gifts of enlightenment and discernment were forged through the trials you've faced. Everything you've experienced was necessary to strengthen these gifts. Don't dwell on past mistakes or let others' judgments define you. Remember, even the most revered figures were once considered outsiders. Your journey, like theirs, is about rising above and fulfilling your purpose. You are chosen, a true earth angel, meant to shine despite the shadows. For those who feel isolated by the world, know that you're not alone in this experience. The power of your words is something many fail to grasp. Words can manifest realities, create obstacles, or open paths. It all depends on how you use them. Many don't realize the weight that even the lightest words can carry, simply because they haven't walked in your shoes. But you are chosen. Don't waste time questioning if you're special. This moment right here confirms it. Every critique and rejection you've faced has propelled you forward on your spiritual journey. It's transformed you into someone new, bringing blessings that are beyond ordinary because of the hardships you've chosen to overcome. When hurt was thrown your way, you chose healing instead of passing that pain onto others. You knew that despite all the losses, the divine would restore what was taken, multiplied many times over. Everything is shifting for you now. The negative cycles are ending, and fortune is starting to tilt in your favor. Others might not understand how you've managed to turn your life around. They might doubt, judge, or be puzzled by your progress because you're moving ahead, chosen for greatness. And yes, there are those in your circle who are just waiting to see the wonders that are about to unfold in your life. They stick around, not always with pure intentions, but because they are curious about the blessings you're set to receive. It's crucial to discern who's genuinely supportive and who's merely observing. This realization is also a part of your journey, helping you identify who truly belongs in your life as you continue to rise. This is your sign that you are indeed chosen. It's also clear now that some people around you aren't truly supportive. You've got those who are jealous and critical, and then there are those you've had to let go because they were part of that negativity. They're out there, still trying to figure out how you've managed to heal and move forward. You made it through because you were strong and persistent, qualities that were within you all along. God saw the potential in you, even when you faced tough times that seemed too much to bear. The last straw that pushed you toward your spiritual awakening. They underestimated you, didn't realize the depth of your faith. You prayed for them, and changes happened. They took it all for granted, never understanding the strength of your prayers and the power of your conviction. Despite being overlooked and betrayed, you've come out stronger, now in a better place than before. It's nothing short of a miracle how you've overcome these trials and how new opportunities have opened up for you. Let me remind you, you are chosen. You are special. It's time to weed out the insincere ones from your circle and keep pushing forward in your transformation. Stay strong in your journey and don't let anyone drag you back to your old ways. Many might feel left behind because of the changes you've made, and while they might try to pull you back into old habits out of jealousy, stay committed to your new path. Just when you're about to receive the greatest blessing of your life, you'll find people testing you more than ever. It might feel like a relentless challenge, but understand this. It's a crucial moment. What you're experiencing now is just a hint of what's to come. God is urging you to persevere and stay strong. This is a clear sign that you are chosen. Stop doubting your worth. Stop wondering about it. You are chosen, without a doubt. You need to take a closer look at the people around you. Some need to be let go, especially those who act as messengers to the ones you've already distanced yourself from. They play their roles well, but it's not in your best interest. And yes, there are those who envy you. They can't replicate what you do, no matter how hard they try. How can someone guide others away from addictions if they haven't faced the same battles? How can they truly understand recovery if they haven't been down that path themselves? Yet they criticize you for your past, not realizing that your experiences have equipped you uniquely for this role. Now, everything that once isolated you or brought judgment upon you is turning to your advantage. See the brilliance in how God works? Take a moment to kneel and express your gratitude. This is why I keep emphasizing, you are turning your pain into strength. You are one of the chosen ones, uniquely capable of thinking and moving in ways only you can. Embrace your role as God's MVP, most valuable person in this game of life. Accept this truth and prepare yourself for even greater blessings ahead. Your season is just beginning.